You can turn your Bibles to 1 John.
I know what you feel, Addy. I thank the Lord for my wife, a woman that is strong, and she's given me a lot of strength. She's given me comfort. And, you know, I used to be really sad all the time, but then God gave me a woman, and
amen.
I'm happy.
Amen.
That's the truth. And I thank the Lord for you, Addy. May not say it enough, but I do.
Amen.
I want to read in John, 1 John, chapter 2, verse 12. John is trying to get this church to understand how important it is to love one another. And then he goes off and talks to the different groups, because I believe he's trying to make sure that they understand this is intended for all the different groups in the church, or maybe all the different stages that of the Christian life. And this is what he says. He says, "I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known Him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known Him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the Word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one."
Amen.
I believe this shows the different stages of a Christian life, you know? I mean there's a growth in the Christian life, just as there is a growth in a person's life, you know, in our physical life. There's a growth in the spiritual life, and you know, it's natural that we go through these different stages, you know, of being a baby and then growing up, becoming a man, and then growing up, getting old, and then you know what happens after that. And this is understandable, you know. It's understandable that a baby is a baby, you know, and we go through these different stages. But as I'm reading this, I have to think about it, and I have to see that, and I have to notice in our churches, one of these groups just doesn't really seem to be in our churches. He says, young men that are strong, and the Word of God abides in you, they have overcome the wicked one. You know, I think Paul saw this same thing in his day. He says that he was trying to feed them meat, but he couldn't. He had to give them milk. Why? Because they were still babes in Christ. They were still not strong. They still didn't become. They weren't in that second stage yet. They wanted to keep being children. It's understandable that we have to go through these stages, but sooner or later, a baby, a child, has to stop being a child and has to become a man. Hebrews, he says about the same thing. You know, he talks that they ought to be teachers, and yet they aren't teachers, and they have to be taught again. I mean, we see this is happening. This is what's going on. Children don't want to grow up. We don't want responsibility. We don't want things to be on our head. We don't want to grow up. We want to keep being children. This is how it is in our spiritual life. Christianity looks like this.
Amen.
A bunch of babies. Paul says, y'all are babes in Christ. When y'all should be grown, when y'all should be mature, when y'all should be men, y'all are babes in Christ. And I think this is what we're facing. We're facing a problem. Children don't want to grow up. They don't want the responsibility. You know, I believe there ought to be young men. I believe we need this group.
Amen.
This group is needed.
Yeah.
Young men. Amen. And that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. It's time to be a man.
Yeah.
Paul says, when I was a child, you know, I thought like a child, I understood like a child, I spake like a child, I did all those childish things, and that's fine. But he said, when I became a man, I left those childish things, I put them away.
Yeah.
And that's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, yes, start off a new believer, excited about God's salvation, focused on Jesus Christ, focused on all this salvation, and rejoicing in it. But you know, there comes a point where you got to become a man, and you got to start getting some responsibility, and you got to start being strong. So he says to the young men, we need young men. But what do we need out of young men? He says, because ye are strong.
Yeah. Amen.
We need young men to be strong. We need young men that are strong in their beliefs, in their doctrine.
Yeah.
I mean, this is lacking.
Yeah.
We're not children anymore.
Right.
I mean, how many of us have been saved since we were very young, come into the meetings? We've heard a lot of things all our life, but yet we still are acting like children.
Yeah.
We still don't know for sure what we believe. We're believing we may be following what somebody else believes, but that's not what it's about. You need to get your own personal beliefs.
Right.
You need to know what you believe. You need to be strong in it.
Amen.
You need to know your doctrine.
Yeah.
You don't have to just follow blindly what somebody teaches you. You need to find out what you believe.
Amen.
He says, the Word of God abideth in you. How are we going to get strong if we don't have the Word of God abiding in us?
Amen. All right. Amen.
You know, I see too many young men in our churches not strong in what they believe and distracted and interested in all these other beliefs. You know, because they never got to focus on what they believed and held that strong. Young men, because you are strong. You know, that's what Proverbs says. I want to go over there. I'm just going to read it. It says in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29 says, the glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. You know, young men, this is what you got.
Amen.
This is what you should have.
Yeah.
You don't have the experience the old men have. You know, the old men, they have their experiences and their beauty is their gray hair. They don't have that strength anymore. They want it. They hope they have it. But let's be straight, they don't. The beauty of the old man is gray head. Hey, y'all got memories, and that's good. Y'all got things. I mean, yeah. But young man, what do you have? You're supposed to have strength. That's what you're supposed to be about. That should be your glory. That's what you should glory in. Hey, I'm strong. But we got a lot of young men, and I think they're just focusing on the wrong strength. I mean, Paul says, you know, yeah, you can work out. You can bodily exercise profiteth little. But what's important? What do you really need to be strong in? Godliness.
That's right. Amen.
We need young men that are strong, not physically. Even though we do need men that are strong physically, we need them, more importantly, godly strength.
Amen.
We need them to be strong in their beliefs, know what they believe, have strong convictions.
Yes.
We need young men to be strong in character.
That's right. Amen.
Paul says to Timothy, endure afflictions. I mean, what happened? Why are all our young men so wimpy?
Amen.
They get excited, they start doing something, and whatever affliction comes along, they wimp out.
Yeah.
That's it. That's enough for me. We got to have some strong men.
Yeah. Amen.
That can endure some things.
Amen.
That can bear some rebukes.
Yeah.
I mean, really, come on. We need some strong men. Somebody tells you, hey, you're doing things wrong. Oh, I can't do it. I can't go to that church anymore.
Yeah, right.
I can't believe he would say that to me. I mean, come on. Can't you bear a little rebuke? Can't you bear some things? You should be strong. You're not a child anymore.
Right.
We had some kids running around the other day. And he said, hey, stop running. And that kid's face is, what do I do? Now what do I do? There's nothing to do. And it just seemed like that killed him. And that's how we got young men. They're children. A little rebuke, maybe somebody kicking them, hitting them over the head. Say, hey, come on, you got to get that right. And their whole world just falls apart. And they're so offended and they can't do, oh, how could he? They're childish.
Yeah,
and it's time to stop being childish.
Right.
It's time to be men.
That's right. Yeah.
We need young men that are strong, that know what they believe, that can endure some things, that don't just go to and fro with every wind of doctrine, that can stay strong and firm in their place.
Amen.
And we may have some of those.
Yeah. Praise God. Yeah.
May have some strong men. But you know, another problem I see is we got some strong people that don't use their strength.
Amen. Amen.
We've got a bunch of bodybuilders. You got these guys, I mean, it's amazing. They go through their life and they're just lifting weights and they're pumping iron. And I mean, they get big. And they got muscles everywhere. You didn't even know those muscles existed. And if you see some pictures of these guys, I mean, they look weird. Some of them don't even look human. Really. I mean, it's scary. They got muscles. They're strong. You know what they go out and do? They get up on that platform and they go, they flex. That's all they do. I mean, I was expecting him to come out and pick up a car and throw it over something. But no, they just flex.
Amen. Preaching.
You got to use your muscles.
Amen.
Put them to good use.
That's right.
Just a bunch of show-offs.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so smart. Oh, I know all these things. Oh, I could beat anybody at a discussion. I could get anybody. Show-offs.
Yeah.
Go out and do something.
Yeah, amen.
Use what you've got.
Yeah.
Use your strength.
Amen.
It's amazing. Young men don't want to use their strength. They're strong, but they don't want to use their strength. We got dinner on the ground. We're going to need some people to move those tables, pick up these chairs, bring some chairs. After we're done, set them up, get them out of the way, put them back, put this back. And guess what happens? All the young men that were like this, out the door. And you know what I saw on Sunday? Got all these old men limping. I mean, I started limping just because of everybody around me was doing it.
Amen.
I mean, are there no young people to lift tables?
Yeah.
They had to go out and buy those white ones that don't weigh anything. But you got to put your strength to use.
Yeah, right. Amen.
You got strength? Hey, you've been built up in the Word. You've been studying. You know what you believe. You can talk to somebody. Well, use it. Do something with it.
Amen.
It's no use just sitting around.
All right.
You're a young man, and now you have some strength. You've got to use it.
Amen.
The strength you have, and the great thing about it is because it's supposed to be used.
Amen.
You're not just supposed to flex.
Amen.
You know, God is looking for some young men.
Amen.
That are strong to go to battle. When there's a war, we don't send out our old men, do we? We don't send out those old men. We send out, we look for kind of dumb, strong, young men. The old ones are probably wise enough not to want to go, you know. You couldn't force them even if they had the strength. But we're looking for young, strong men.
Amen.
I bet you if some of these old guys went to enlist right now, and said, hey, I want to go. I want to fight. I want to go to Iraq. I want to do something. I'm not sure they'd accept you. Hey, you might have a lot of desire. You might be ready. Hey, I want to go. You know, Brother Lindell may be right now saying, I want to go to Guatemala.
Yeah.
But he can't anymore.
That's right.
You know who God's looking for?
Yeah.
Young men.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Where are the young men? Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4. There is a need for young men. And God is calling young men. Second Timothy chapter 4. Verse 5. Paul is talking to Timothy and he says, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Hey, Timothy, start doing, get to work. You need, I need you. Why? For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Some men and women, maybe in this church, their time of departure is at hand. And you know what that means? We need the young men to step up.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm not going to be here anymore, he's saying.
Yes.
I'm done. I've fought my fight. I've ran my race. I've done my work. And I'm not going to be here anymore. What I need is somebody to take over.
That's right.
And my question is, who is that?
Amen. All right.
I mean, if we keep going the way we are, we're going to have in the future a bunch of old men who can't do anything and a bunch of little children who just wish about doing stuff. We're not children anymore.
Amen.
And we got to stop acting like children.
Right.
We got to get strong and we got to get busy and we got to start doing.
Amen. Amen.
Because if we don't, the work will die.
Amen.
Right there back to 1 John, he says, be strong, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome. the wicked one. Boy, do we need this type of young men.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's right.
You have overcome the wicked one.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm tired of young men living in sin.
Amen.
Thinking it's okay to just live in sin.
Right.
I'm tired of it. I don't know if it's just because of all the skeptics and everybody else who say, you know, oh, salvation by grace, that means you can just live in sin. I mean, that's really the way some people think. And Paul has to say, hey, that's not the way it is.
Amen.
We don't live in sin so that grace can abound.
Amen.
Grace does not teach us to live in sin.
Amen.
Paul says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men.
Amen.
Teaching us what? What did the grace of God teach you? To live in sin? To continue in sin? No. It teaches you to deny all ungodliness.
Amen.
And all worldly lust.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
As John says, you're not supposed to be sinning.
Amen.
You're supposed to be living without sin. That should be your goal.
Amen. Amen.
Denying ungodliness.
Yeah. Amen.
And worldly lust.
Yes.
Boy, we need some young people who can say no. Young men who can say, no, I am going to deny myself this.
Amen. Amen.
But we got a bunch of kids.
Right.
Gimme, gimme, gimme. I can't resist. We need men who can say no.
Amen.
No to fornication.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
No.
Amen.
No to drugs.
Amen.
Amen.
No. No to pornography.
Amen.
We need some men, some young men, because these old men, they may be strong, but hey, they're getting weaker. And sooner or later, they're not going to be here. And this church needs young men who can say no.
Amen.
Who can deny themselves.
Yes.
Who can deny ungodliness.
Amen.
Deny worldly lust. You know, Paul tells Timothy, he says, you, Timothy, you, for you to be useful, you need to flee youthful lust.
That's right.
Run away from them.
Amen. Yes.
Don't get close to them. Don't play with them.
Amen.
You have to say no, and you have to flee from them. Run from them.
That's right.
Amen, amen, amen.
We got young men that think that strength means I can take anything that comes at me. That's not what strength means. This movie theater fighting, you know, where these big men, come on, let's see, hit me, ooh, 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 and they think they can take it. That's not how men fight. That's not even how strong men fight. You watch it. Watch boxing. Watch UFC. Hey, these men guard themselves. They protect themselves. But we got young men think they're strong, and they're going out, and they're fighting the world with their guard down, thinking they can take it. And that's not true. That's just stupid.
Amen.
You're going to get in a fight? Guard yourself.
Yes.
Protect yourself.
Yes.
You may be strong, but don't be stupid.
Yeah.
You got to guard yourself. He says, it teaches us to deny, to say no, and it teaches us to live soberly. You know, the grace of God teaches us to be wise. Boy, there may be a lot of young men out there that are not living their lives very smartly. That are not very wise about what they do.
Amen.
But the grace of God, you being saved, should teach you to live wisely. To live soberly. In your full senses. Be smart. That's what the grace of God teaches us to do. Soberly. righteously, and godly. Men, young men, that have overcome the wicked one.
Amen.
There's not too many of those out there. But we need them.
Yes. Amen.
If you want to be useful for the work of God.
Amen.
I mean, yeah, we're talking about missions. And we want to go out. And we want to preach. And we want to teach. And we want to be useful. And we want to be fruitful. Well, you know how you're going to be fruitful? You have to overcome the wicked one.
Yeah. Amen.
You have to deny yourself some things. Amen. You have to be living right.
Amen.
Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Why aren't we doing anything? Why aren't we getting fruit? Why in my life am I not having any success, any fruit? Hey, maybe if we would stop being in fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
Amen.
And start being like Paul tells Titus, maintain good work.
Right.
To be fruitful. We need young men that are strong, that have the Word of God abiding in them, that can overcome the wicked one.
Yeah. Amen.
It's fun. Sometimes it's kind of funny to see these children, you know, wanting to help with that, with the big, heavy stuff. Maybe funny, right? But it's just sad that there's no real men doing that. Little kids have that desire and they can't do it. Old men have that desire and they can't do it. And the young, strong men have no interest. We need young men.
Yeah. Amen.
Where is the church going to be in a few years?
Amen.
We need young men.
Yeah.
Now, hey, Joey preached the message for those old men. And hey, old men, do it while you can and as long as you can. But young men, I guarantee you, one of these days, they're not going to be doing it anymore.
That's right, amen.
And you've been a child long enough.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's time for us to say, I'm not a child anymore.
Yeah.
I'm a man. And this means determination.
Amen.
This means you make a decision. I'm going to put away those childish things.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the young man that God wants me to be.
Amen.
I'm going to be strong.
Amen.
I'm going to know what I believe and I'm going to stand up for it.
Yeah. Amen.
And I'm going to use that strength. And I'm going to go and I'm going to fight and I'm going to do and I'm going to overcome and I'm going to win for the Lord.
Amen.
God is looking for young men. So, it's up to us. We decide. Keep on being childish or become the men that we're supposed to be. And put away childish things.
Amen.